So, Jonathan, PETA is going to be out today in Logansport with there going to be some, I would say, some unusual costumes out there. Can you describe it for me and tell me exactly what is it that PETA hopes to accomplish there?
Sure. So we're going to have two activists dressed as Grim Reapers, and their sides will say that slaughterhouses kill not only animals, but also workers. And basically, the Tyson Slaughterhouse in Logansport poses a threat not only to the animals that they kill, but also to their own workers by reopening, despite having over 900 employees, which is about 40% of their workforce, testing positive for COVID-19. Tyson's already making vegan meats, so PETA is encouraging them to stop slaughtering animals entirely and to focus instead on making those vegan meats, which they're already producing. And by switching to vegan meat products, Tyson will not only improve the working conditions of their workers, but they would be saving animals' lives, they'd be protecting our environment, and helping to prevent the next pandemic.
Now, is PETA aware that before Tyson officially reopens, they're doing a big, deep cleaning, and they're going to be, sanitizing the whole place?
Yes, we are aware of that, but working in tight conditions, which is inevitable when slaughtering animals, it allows for an opportunity for the virus to continue to spread if anyone were to contract it from somewhere else and go back into that environment.
Well, I think maybe some people might say that having people out in dressed as Grim Reapers might be a little tasteless in the time of a pandemic. What would you say to that?
Our message right now is essential because we can't keep ignoring the causes of these diseases. And the CDC says over 75% of diseases originate from animals. And so now is a perfect time for the message. For our message that we need to start making changes to prevent the next pandemic before it's too late.
And for people who prefer to keep eating meat, even if Tyson does go to making, and you said they are already making some vegan meats, that's not going to cut it for people who eat meat. What would your message be to people who are demanding that they continue to make meat?
Well, this pandemic is zoonotic, which means it came from animals. And in addition, the meat industry is one of the leading causes of climate change. It kills millions of animals every single day. And meat is not necessary to live a happy and healthy life. So for all of those reasons and to protect workers, to stand in solidarity with them, we're urging everyone to choose humane, compassionate vegan options, which are much healthier for us and much better for the environment. And PETA.org has tons of information about going vegan. You can get a free vegan starter kit and learn some delicious vegan recipes.
Just curious, one final question. How does the meat industry change the environment?
So the amount of grains and food that it takes to feed the animals to get them big enough for slaughter is a huge resource that if we just ate those plants directly, we could take out that middleman, the animal, and get far more nutrients, far more calories per plot of land. In addition, you've probably heard about cow farts before, the release of methane gas, which is terrible for the environment. It uses a ton of water. And then on top of all that, all the animals have excrement, which gets sent into our water, and it's a horrible pollution. So those are just a few of the ways that the meat industry has affected the environment.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Great. Thanks for having me.